Security expert Emmanuel Bombandi says without a clearly spelled out mandate of UN forces, it will be difficult for the forces to make any headway to prevent the crisis in Cote d'Ivoire. In an interview with Radio Ghana, Mr. Bombandi said the lack of a defined mandate for the UN forces is preventing them from taking decisive actions to curb the crisis.
Let's be very honest and frank. The United Nations peacekeeping mission in La Côte d'Ivoire currently has all the mandate to enforce resolutely the protection of civilians. Our view is that they are not doing that. Various policymakers internationally have reminded them of this obligation and that they should do it. I think they are not doing it. I believe that they are not capable of doing it, and I think they could easily become part of the problem if that mandate is not seen to be upheld. And this is one of the challenges of international peacekeeping, that people often argue that the mandate should be clearly defined. But when the mandate is defined, they are not able to keep to it. And so I'm not too optimistic about the role that the United Nations is playing. They are there with all the equipment, but civilians have died and continue to die in various suburbs in Abidjan.
The UN was accusing Alassane Ouattara's camp of killing civilians, though they have also denied it. Now, if this is substantiated, do you think it's going to affect the backing they are giving to Mr. Ouattara?
On the principle of the outcome of the elections, I do not think that they will change their position in terms of who won the election. And for that matter, they are not going to move away from supporting Ouattara. In other words, because the support of Ouattara is based on the principle of who won the election, I do not see them moving away from supporting Ouattara. But Ouattara's credibility and good image obviously now becomes tainted if the investigation that he himself is calling for is not done, and if there's no proof that he is not held accountable, at least in the form of his supporters, being the cause of such massacre. But if he's able to ensure that there's nothing that he is hiding, and at the end of the day, ensure that the international community can investigate, then he can now begin to get that credibility back that is somewhat tainted, because the whole underlining principle is that the respect for human rights must be upheld by everybody, even in the current confrontation.
You heard Emmanuel Bombandi, a security expert, talking to Augustus Okwe.